Okay, so in this example, we're going to be doing curve sketching and determine how to analyze a graph. And using this example, we're going to find the critical points, the points of inflection, in order to conduct the first and second derivative test to determine the characteristics of the graph, like the maximum, the minimum, whether the graph is increasing or decreasing at certain test intervals, as well as the concavity. So the first thing we want to do with this example is find the first derivative. And then we'll find the second derivative as well. And then after that, we want to determine the test intervals with which we can conduct the first and second derivative test. Okay, so in order to find the critical numbers for the first derivative, we're going to have to set it equal to 0. Immediately, we can see from the denominator that two of our critical numbers are going to be negative 2 and positive 2, because that makes the denominator 0. And then solving for the numerator, we can see that when x is equal to 0, this part of the equation is also equal to 0. So 0 would be another critical number. Then we'll set the second derivative equal to 0 as well.
To find the inflection points.
Or possible points of inflection, rather. Here we can see that those points are still negative 2 and 2, which we've already listed under critical numbers. And for the numerator, it would be a negative radical, so we would just disregard that, because that's not a possible critical number. So these numbers here determine our test intervals with which we can conduct the first and second derivative test. So basically, our test intervals would be negative infinity to negative 2, negative 2 to 0, 0 to 2, and 2 to infinity. Personally, I found that the best way to conduct the first and second derivative tests to determine the characteristics of the graph is to use a table with the critical numbers and the intervals on one part of the graph. So first we're going to do the interval from negative infinity to negative 2, the point at which x equals negative 2, negative 2 to 0, the point at which x equals 0, and so on until you've completed the table with all the possible points and intervals. And then in the first column, you can find what each interval equals at the interval stated over here. So since this is the original graph, you're not going to find anything at the intervals, but rather just at the points. So when x is equal to negative 2, if you plug that into the original equation, you're going to get undefined. When x is equal to 0, when you plug that into the original equation, you're going to get 9/2, and so on. So that the two points that are undefined are negative 2 and 2. Next, we're going to test the intervals and points at the first derivative. So for the first interval, I would plug in a few test points, and once you do, you'll find that from negative infinity to negative 2, your interval is negative. And so because this section is negative, we know that the function is decreasing, so we can write that down in the characteristics section. Then we'll find the slope at x equals negative 2, which is undefined. Then from negative 2 to 0, the graph is negative, which means it's decreasing on this interval. At x equals 0, the slope is 0. Which means that if the graph changes from negative over here to positive over here, that would make this a relative minimum. So we'll test from 0 to 2, and if you test a few points, you'll find that it is positive on this interval, which means this is a relative minimum. Then at x equals 2, still undefined, and from 2 to infinity, the graph is positive, which means it's increasing on this interval. And that was increasing too. My bad. Then we'll do the second derivative test to determine concavity or inflection. So on the first interval, if we test a few points in the second derivative, we'll find that they are negative, which means that on this interval, the graph is concave down. At the point x equals negative 2, it is undefined. And if we look at the original equation, because that point is in the denominator, that means it's a vertical asymptote. Oops. Then from the interval negative 2 to 0, if we plug in a few test points into the second derivative, we'll find that it is positive, which means that the graph is concave up. Then at the point x equals 0, we find that it's positive. And then on the interval 0 to 2, we find that the graph is positive, which means it's concave up. At the point x equals 2, it is undefined. And like x equals negative 2, that means it is a vertical asymptote. Then on the last interval from 2 to infinity, the second derivative is negative, which means it's concave down. So just to summarize, as you can see from the first column over here, the original equation determines the vertical asymptotes. The first derivative determines whether the function is increasing or decreasing. And the second derivative determines concavity. So as you can see, the characteristics we have in the right column, rightmost column, will help us create the graph and sketch the curve. A couple other things that I usually use to help me make my graph as accurate as possible are finding the x and y intercepts as well as the horizontal asymptote. In order to do that, in order to find the x-intercepts, we want to set the original equation equal to 0. No. So the two numbers that satisfy this equation, and that will be our x-intercepts, are 3 and negative 3. And then for our y-intercept, we plug in 0 for x and find f of 0, which is equal to 9/2, if you do the work. And then in order to find the horizontal asymptote, all you have to do is divide the leading coefficients, which in this case would be 2x squared over x squared, which is equal to 2. So with this information, we can now sketch the curve. Alrighty, so now we're ready to graph the curve, now that we have all our information. So the first thing I usually do is plot the asymptotes. And we found that x equals negative 2 is a vertical asymptote, x equals 2 is a vertical asymptote, and 2 is the horizontal asymptote. So I would start with those. Alright, so I've graphed the asymptotes, and next I'm going to plug in some of the points that I already know. So I know that the y-intercept is at 9/2, so I'll plot that point. And I know that the x-intercepts are at 3 and negative 3, which would be somewhere around here. Then, knowing the characteristics from my curve, I can start to sketch the graph. So I know that from negative infinity to negative 2, my graph is decreasing and concave down. So I can make an estimate that my curve's going to look something like this. And then I know from negative 2 to 0, it's decreasing and concave up. So for that half, I know it's going to look something like this. Then from 0 to 2, it's increasing and concave up. And from 2 to infinity, it's increasing and concave down. So I know it'll look about the mirror image of the first interval. And that's it.